Haiti was rocked this week by violent political protests. It's the latest crisis in a country which is also dealing with an outbreak of cholera and the aftermath of earthquakes. Because of the riots, election officials have announced a recount of the ballots in the country's disputed presidential vote. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports from Port-au-Prince.
Tens of thousands of supporters of presidential candidate Michel Martelly streamed through the streets of the Haitian capital. The riots started minutes after the Electoral Commission announced on Tuesday that by a few thousand votes, Martelly had been eliminated from the second round of the election. Young men barricaded the streets with dumpsters, earthquake debris, and burning tires, and the protests went on for 2 days straight. My name is Grâce à Dieu Pierre. If we don't get Martelly, I'm the rock that will crush you. We're going to tear this country down, Pierre says. Many of the demonstrations were peaceful, but in others, Martelly's supporters clashed with UN troops and Haitian police. Cars, trucks, ambulances were unable to move through the streets. On November 28th, while the polls were still open, Michel Martelly and 11 of the other presidential candidates called for the election to be annulled. They said there was massive fraud at the polls. They accused the ruling Unité party of rigging the balloting to favor their own candidate, Jude Celestin. In a taped statement on national television this week, Celestin said the voting was fair and blasted Martelly's supporters in the streets as irresponsible. Without any consideration for those who are living day to day or are affected by cholera or can't send their kids to school, Celestin said, these protests make everyone poorer. Celestin called on his own supporters to mobilize across the country. Martelly didn't have to call on his followers to mobilize. On Thursday, hundreds of them, cheering wildly, showed up outside his house in the leafy Port-au-Prince suburb of Piggyville. Martelly came out briefly to wave and bump knuckles with a few of them. Martelly is a popular Haitian musician, known also as Sweet Mickey. He had a reputation for being a wild man on stage, at times stripping naked or wearing a diaper. But his political campaign is polished and professionally orchestrated. As Martelly's security detail shuffled him back into his house, one of his political advisors, Danielle Suplice, lingered outside. Suplice says the unrest in the streets is an organic uprising among Haitians who believe their votes were stolen.
It's a general situation. It's not only in Port-au-Prince. All over other cities, they have troubles. It's much more than a question of election, because people are attacking public places. There is a total situation where the people believe that the government, the actual government, is not doing the right thing.
The Martelly campaign had 72 hours to submit its legal challenge, so police conceded that logistically this was going to be difficult because, aside from the Electoral Council that was protected by United Nations troops, government offices have been unable to open since Tuesday. Almost all businesses remained shut yesterday. Aid agencies say the civil unrest was disastrous in light of the cholera epidemic. With the streets blocked, people couldn't even get to health clinics. Sarah Ashraf, the coordinator of Save the Children's cholera programs in the country, says one huge problem is that water trucks were unable to make deliveries. Ashraf says the cholera treatment units, or CTUs, were running out of water, body bags, and other supplies. And on Thursday, several ambulances that take away corpses were attacked.
So the ambulances that do go to the CTUs to pick up dead bodies do not have access. They cannot cross the roads and the blockades to get there. So if there are deaths, then the bodies are going to be kept at the CDUs, which is not okay.
Yesterday, water trucks started moving through Port-au-Prince again, but people were so desperate for water that they hijacked one tanker from the aid group Concern Worldwide. The political protests appear to be subsiding. The bigger issue is that the presidential election remains unresolved, and Martelly and his supporters vow that they're not going to give up until Sweet Mickey is actually sworn into office. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.